humanity may have been manifested in different forms, but the, at heart, people are the same, and the frustration, the sadness, and all the happiness are very similar. You see, money gradually have become a major dominant force in their lives.
Absolutely.
Before that, money was not that important. So apparently, that's a trouble, a major trouble in Chinese society. The values change so rapidly, very often reflect the political changes. I think Confucianism is, in fact, it's not exactly a religion, but it has penetrated every part of Chinese life. And people cannot avoid that. That's really a major ethical force. You know, I think that's the difference between literature and history. History, we have figures, you know, we have ideas, statements, and plans. But when we talk about literature, it is about the individuals, how individuals struggle through a day, how individuals' emotions, ideas, minds function in that, in the environment. The collective or the tribe, the community, should be the first. Individuality should be manifested only in the service of the group.
Huh.
That's conventionally, that was the idea, basic idea. In the West, I think the laws are commonly agreed, right? Agreed upon. So that's very important for us, a shared rules, so we can play by it. But in China, very often the rules were just spoken by some leaders. I think that's the tragic part of the life there, and people accept anything spoken or given by the authorities. I could feel I was changing myself in order to be able to think in English and to express myself. A Tiananmen massacre.
Was that?
That's really a. I didn't expect that this would happen. I thought the army is around the city, and I had served in the army, and the first principle for the army was to protect and serve the people. Now the whole thing was reversed. What I should do is focus on the story, really make a good piece of work, let the work, the story and the poem speak for themselves. English for me is really, for years I always felt I was crippled.
Crippled?
Yes, because I couldn't be as eloquent as in Chinese. But the advantage in writing English is that it may give me a kind of a private space. I think in English. But the problem is, especially with fiction, when the characters begin speaking to each other, they speak Chinese. So gradually, I found that on the page, I can be, if I have a kind of freedom, I can manage. So that's, for me, maybe that's the purpose. That's a way to spend my life, useful, meaningful, I think. For me, my ambition from the start was to translate history into literature. There is a sense of the departure has already been accomplished, but now is the matter of arrival.